We've been talking to candidates for the Douglas East by-election, which is happening in due course next week. With me today is John McBride in the studio. He's from the motor trade. He's set up and run franchise dealerships here and across the water. His main interest is in motorsports. He's competed in the TT and the MGP. He's been a travelling marshal for, what was that, something like 12 years or
12
something?
12 years, yes.
12 years. He describes Douglas as probably the island's most important constituency. Good morning, Mr. McBride. Thanks for joining us. The most obvious question after that resume is, why are you now turning to politics?
Well, I became interested in politics around 2012. I was always vaguely interested, but during that time, the Department of Economic Development tried to wrest control of the Manx Grand Prix from the Manx Motorcycle Club. And obviously, I'm quite passionate about motorcycle racing on the island. I'm also very passionate about the tradition of motorcycle racing. But it occurred to me that a lot of the spin and the data they were using and the way they were using it really wasn't fair. And the Manx Motorcycle Club were being backed into a corner. So I became quite active in a campaign to try and prevent that from happening, and we came to a compromise with the Department of Economic Development, and the current situation works quite well. There's still things to be ironed out, but quite pleased with the way it's gone. That was really the reason that I became more and more interested. I thought, if they're going to do they're going to use that kind of data and spin on things in something that I'm really passionate about, what are they going to be doing and things that I'm not so passionate about?
Well, example in your manifesto, you need a proper analysis. We need one on the ageing population, you say. The statistics not there, you claim?
We certainly do. I went to a talk by the University of the Third Age, who found that the government don't actually have accurate statistics on the ageing population on the island, and they base everything on UK statistics and then move them down to the Isle of Man population. Well, we don't have things such as post-industrial disease here. We don't have a lot of the issues which are prevalent in the UK. So we found that we're basing everything, we're planning our whole scenario for old age on data which doesn't really exist.
Interesting thought of yours. We need another 20,000 taxpayers, economically active members of the community. Well, with 20,000 taxpayers, that would, with their families, that would be about another 40,000, wouldn't it? Is that the sort of figure you're looking at?
Well, that's the figure that's being touted by
government. But not 40,000. You say 20,000 actual taxpayers. But obviously, they bring their families with them as well.
Well, they will, but they'll grow into the economy, basically.
So you agree with that figure of about 40,000?
Well, I agree with the government when they say that we need 20,000 more people here working. And that's the figure which was given by, I think it was Chris Thomas, who said we need 20,000 more active people in the tax network.
Well, what they do when they get here now, there's this Kaizen principle that's used by Toyota,
yes.
Business principles. Just quickly and briefly explain, what is Kaizen?
Kaizen is a Japanese, as you say, Toyota developed Kaizen, which basically involves everyone who works within an organization. They have a representative who sits on a committee. I mean, this goes to cleaners to top management, and they will get together and they'll analyze their job in their area because they're the best people to look at improvement, and then they will test what they've discussed.
You want this in government? This is where you're
aiming. I'd like it in government, yes, definitely, because I think there could be a lot of savings, a lot of waste could be cut out by this. Because going around the doorsteps, I'm speaking to people who work within the health service, and they particularly tell me that the waste is unbelievable, and they really need to cut down on the waste of manpower, the waste of materials. And I mean, somebody that works, for instance, in the stores, this is just an example, may know of a way of reducing the amount of stuff which goes out of date, and he probably knows about it, but nobody will listen to him. So therefore, he can sit on this little small committee, and they can pass their findings on to management, who should then take action.
Well, we're sitting just above the harbour. You want airport style identity checks, so, quote, we know who is coming and going from the island. That sounds a little draconian. Everybody checks.
It's not draconian at all. I mean, I think that's really, we're not looking for passport control. Everybody now has some sort of identification with them. It's only another step from what already happens at the airport. I think we should know who's coming and going from
Well, it's fairly stringent at the moment, the airport, to check on who's going through and passports and all that sort of thing.
Yes, we do that at the airport.
How would you improve on that?
We don't do it at the boat.
Well, they do check you when you go along through the sea terminal, I think.
You could get a ticket in anybody's name and just hand it over.
So you'd like
you could be anybody.
Reflecting what's happening at the airport, happening down at the sea terminal.
Yes.
Education. Obviously, education is an important aspect. But interestingly, you want to move from the UK national curriculum and align ourselves, quote, with the old grammar school and current prep school system.
Yes. Well, I was looking at something on television the other morning, and the Lord Derby School near Manchester, they've adopted a very similar education. So obviously, they still use the same curriculum, but they've adopted... prep school, manners and this sort of thing.
I went to a prep school. That was a private school. Are you talking about those things?
Well, yes, but I'm not saying that we should be...
Ronnie Browder. But that ethos, you mean?
But that ethos, basically, yes. With respect, I mean, the children stand up and to answer questions. They stand up when the teacher walks into the room. And it's just basically, it teaches people more than just arithmetic and the 3 R's.
And you say that's not happening now?
Well... I don't think it happens in all schools. Yes.
The VAT debacle, as you call it, and many people have called it. We must stand up for ourselves and against these impositions, Manx solutions to Manx problems. Do you think we're big enough to actually sort of stand up and say, look, we don't agree with this, we're doing something different?
Well, does it matter how big you are? To stand up for yourself? I mean, I don't think that anybody should put up with something just because you happen to be small. And we are in a situation now of crisis, basically. I think if we don't do something to redress that shortfall, we're going to be looking at a very, very serious issue in the next few years.
And speaking of cash, just quickly, health services, funding it properly is of critical importance. Where would the cash come from?
Well, it's got to come from tax, because that's the only place we can get money, and that's
why increased taxes.
No, not increased taxes. We need to share the tax burden, and I think we need more people here working in well-funded jobs to be able to contribute towards taxation.
You say many businesses over here paying little or no tax. You say a closer look at who is and isn't paying tax.
I think so, because some businesses are paying minimum wage or got people on 0 hours contracts and paying very little wages, and then their staff then have to claim benefits to survive. So
we'll have to close it there. The seven minutes is up. John McBride, candidate for Douglas East. Thanks for joining us this morning.